561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you're a person of rest, God will give you rest from your enemies. See, a whole lot of mess and drama and strife and contention and ill feelings come to you because you're on the wrong frequency. You're on a frequency of strife. And so anytime somebody come at you or say something to you, it hits that frequency and now you all messed up. But if you're in a place of rest, that stuff bounce off of you like it ricochets. Boom. They say what they want to say. I'm at rest. You're not pulling me out of here. I'm in the presence of Almighty God, and in His presence is fullness of joy, pleasure, peace, love, rest. Amen? So the first thing He does, He gives you rest from your enemies. The enemy's like this. If he sees something ain't working against you for a while, he'll stop. He'll keep working it until it stops working. As long as you let it work, he's going to keep working it. But the moment you change and you stop letting it, but he ain't going to try that no more. He may bring it around again sometime just to check it out. Yeah, they done changed. Okay, we can use that strategy. So they huddle up again on you, try something else. But see, when you're in that place of rest, you're insulated. There's a place where demons can't tread. As a matter of fact, your peace that stems from your rest is a sharp weapon against the enemy. Hello, I said your peace will bruise him. Amen. All right, so he gives you, number two, because Solomon was at rest, he gave peace and quietness to Israel during his days. Don't you know, dad, mom, if you get at rest, you'll bring rest to your household. If you get it right and get positioned properly with God, you'll bring rest and peace and security to those around you. People whose lives you touch, you'll bring peace to them. They'll like to be around you. Hello? Get rid of the persecution mentality that everybody hates you, is you against the world. It ain't like that. There's some people out there that may have never spoken to you. They respect you a lot. Hello, but you just let the devil deceive you thinking that everybody against you. Now, there are going to be people like Cyrus that come alongside you to help you. Amen. They ain't going to hate you. Some of them are going to get saved because of you. But Israel had peace and quietness because of Solomon all his days. All the days of David, they had war. Now, David was a wonderful king, but his primary assignment was war. Solomon's assignment was to bring peace and prosperity to the nation. Number three, out of Solomon's peace and being a man of rest, God said, build a house for me. In other words, build a house for the Lord's name. Out of his rest, he was able to build a house for the Lord's name. Number four, the Lord said, he will be my son and I will be his father. He's a man of rest. He will be my son and I will be his father. Number five, the Lord said, I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever over Israel. I will establish the throne of his kingdom. I think it's in my notes here, but there's a verse I read years and years ago, and I've read it before, but the time that I read it, it jumped out differently. It said about Solomon that he would sit not on the throne of David, but it said Solomon, so then this is when Solomon came into power. It says, so Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. I thought, whoa, wait, he's sitting on David's throne. But it was a whole nother concept there. Solomon, because he was a man of rest, set upon the throne of the Lord. And instead of bringing conflict, he brought peace and rest to a nation all the days of his life. Now, we know what he did at the end of his life. That we're not talking about that. We're talking about the whole concept, that dimension of rest that Solomon had, that God had given to him, because it's rest that brings his presence. In his presence is prosperity. His presence brings healing. Everything that God is comes with his presence. Okay, go with me to 1 Kings chapter 4. And verse 20, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 20, Judah and Israel were many as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. Next verse. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 70 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, beside harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tiphsah even to Azah, over all the kings of on this side of the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. Okay, that's what we just wanted to go through, verse 24. Give me verse 25 too, I'm sorry. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And you know, as I was reading, and it's interesting when it talks about the meals that they had daily. You're talking about a feast, a banquet. I don't have those in front of me. I was looking at them early this morning, but you know, you talk about a whole, he feeding a whole lot of folks every day. Feasting every day. You know, God brought them into such prosperity during the time of Solomon. If you look at, and maybe we'll get into this at some time, but David, if we equated what he put aside for Solomon to build the house of the Lord in today's dollars, many would say it would equal billions of dollars. Tell somebody, God didn't go second class. He wasn't in the economy section. God had him go first class. See that's one of the benefits of living in his presence. God's not going to give you some junk. Hello? I said, God's not just going to throw you a bone. You're not going to eat off the crumbs that fall off the table. God's going to let you fare sumptuously. Every day they were eating like that. Hundreds of people. Queen of Sheba came to see, and she fainted. The word says that after she saw and heard, there was no spirit left. In other words, she fainted. The awesome presence of God was so there. She'd never seen it on that level. And when she came, we'll have to get into this too. She brought a caravan. She brought a long train of camels. Listen, now this was a queen. She bought spices. She bought gold. She bought silver. She bought apparel and raiment. She bought a long train and a whole lot of people with her. She had an entourage with her. But when she stepped up in Solomon's crib, because see, Solomon had the presence of the Lord. She saw, she heard, she smelled, she looked, she fainted. This is a queen. She knows royalty. Solomon had his presence. That's what distinguishes the church from all else. But see, the devil's caused us to accept the bad rap. Just so intent on trying to get out of this world and go home to be with the Lord. You need to be at home with him here. Amen. You need to be at home with the Lord right here. Right now. Heaven in the room. So, we see here, let me give you five things. Well, we went through verse 25. Give me verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, and I'm going to read something on concerning Solomon again. 1 Kings 4, verse 29 through 34. Let's go there. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart. That's what some of us need to pray for, some largeness of heart. Stop being stingy and scary. You know, the devil under every rock. And you know, can't look at people. Something wrong with that person. Something wrong with you. I didn't feel right about them. They're saying the same thing about you. Somebody say largeness of heart. You didn't feel right around somebody, pray for them. Lord, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but Lord, I'm praying for so-and-so. I felt like da-da-da-da. Pray for him. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Darda, and the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. How many songs you know? He spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. They came from everywhere. See, now the scriptures say it was his wisdom, but what really drew them, he was a man at rest. And because he was at rest, the presence of God was there. See, you don't have to be wearing, you know, nothing wrong with Bible paraphernalia. You know, but you don't have to have, you know, you're going to hell if you don't get saved on your t-shirt, you know, to be witnessing. No, just carry the presence of God. Carry the presence of God. After a while, people going to start asking you some questions. They're going to want to know something. How come you have so much peace all the time when the boss is acting up like this? I can't stand him. How come you can do all this? Tell me your secret. You have to have all that. You know, nothing wrong with, you know, a t-shirt that provokes some thought, or, you know, nothing wrong with those things, but you don't need all that if you carry the presence. Solomon had the presence of God. He was a man of rest, and rest caused the presence. See, God is always looking for a place to lay his head, a place where he might rest. You see, evil spirits go out of a man when they're cast out, and what are they doing? They're seeking rest. What do we mean? A place where they can identify with the environment. They come into a house full of strife, evil spirits, they identify there, they keep it up until they can finally enter into those temples. Well, God seeks a place of rest, a place where somebody's not anxious over everything, where they're not struggling, where they're not in competition with people, where they're worshipers. For he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part two of the supernatural presence of the great I Am. Our title, Positioned for His Presence. It was God's presence that took Israel out of the desert into Goshen. They had by day a pillar of cloud and by night a pillar of fire. The presence of God gives us the assurance that we are on the right path. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 9 declares, "Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days." King Solomon had a dimension of the spirit of rest. Inactivity does not draw God's presence, but the spirit of rest does. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.